Year 6 at Michael Faraday School, and we have some literacy work to share. We've got a brand new book, what are our favourites, lots of ideas, a couple of students who've got lots to say about it. So, young man, your name?
Abdul.
And with Abdul we have?
Shamika.
Great, Abdul and Shamika. So, Abdul first, please do tell us the name of this book is?
The Boy in the Girls' Bathroom.
So there's a boy in the girls' bathroom already, very exciting title. And who wrote this?
Louis Saka.
Okay, now it's a very, very, I think, interesting book to explore. We've just started it. Maybe Shamika, can you give us a brief idea about what happens? What's the plot about?
Well, Bradley is a lonely kid. He's a bully, but he mainly picks on girls. He's repeated his fourth grade twice and is now in his fifth grade. But most of the children are sure that he'll have to repeat his fifth grade as well. So he's the oldest, but he's always left alone. A new kid called Jeff Fishkin comes to the school from Washington, D.C. and Mrs. Ebel introduces him, but there are no other spaces left apart from in front of Bradley and next to Bradley. But Jeff doesn't really mind. At recess, Jeff asks us to be Bradley's friend, but Bradley turns out to be really mean to him and demands for a dollar from Jeff or he'll spit on him. Jeff gives him the dollar and runs away.
Okay, that is remembered perfectly. So well done, Shamika. That is great. You've set up what the story's about and how it all starts. So we're, I think, into chapter 3 of this book. We've got a lot more to go. But from these early impressions, the really early impressions, Abdul, can you perhaps tell us about the character of Bradley? What is he like? What are his motivations? Do you feel sorry for him? Do you like him?
Bradley's mean on the outside, but in the inside, he's actually caring for only one thing, and that's his animals, his plastic animals that he likes playing with, and he pretends that they're always talking to him and they really like him.
And why is that? So when he's at school, does he have a lot of really friendly, nice conversations?
No.
And so how does he then behave to try and make himself feel better? What does he do at home?
He, at home he likes just staying, minding his own business in his room with his animals. That makes him better.
Yeah, so we're just really exploring the character of Bradley. He's fascinating. And I'm not going to give too much away. Maybe if I came back and spoke to you two, maybe in a few weeks' time, you might just see how Bradley perhaps changes his character. That's all I'm going to say, okay? But from now, what you've done, you've both produced some wonderful work. So we've got a diary entry. So Shamika, when we're asked to write a diary entry, what does that mean? What's being asked of us?
Well, you're writing about the person's feelings as the first person. So you would say, I, but you're going to have to say what you're saying in that person's point of view. So if that person thinks everything's lovely, you'd say how everything's really nice and things. But in this case, Bradley takes everything apart from his animals as though like he thinks he has a really horrible life, so you'd have to write in that way.
Yeah, and it really helps you as pupils to actually, I think, understand a bit more about Bradley as a character, because you are being him. It's a bit like role play. Maybe, Abdul, if you want to go first, you want to read a short passage from your Dear Diary?
Dear Diary, if only today wasn't a living nightmare. At the worst place ever, aka school, it was a great day, if you were a freak. My day got even worse because this shy freak named Jeff, who's new in our class, turns up. The worst thing is the teacher from hell, Mrs. Ebel, makes shy Jeff sit next to me. Next to me. That's a day to remember.
Oh, Abdul, fantastic. So not only your words, I thought what was wonderful there was your whole presentation. You were convincing. I could swear I'm sitting next to Bradley here right now, but I know I'm not. Okay, Shamika, if you'd like to do your diary entry, please.
Dear Diary, I'm a loner, as people in my class showed me. The teachers, aka blood-sucking Einstein zombies, say I have serious behaviour problems. They don't realise that all I need is a friend. But to be honest, as long as I hate them, doesn't matter what they think. Now, this new kid This new, neek-looking kid has moved to our incomplete demolishing site, which neeks call school. He was actually stupid enough to want to sit next to me. And guess what his name was? Jeff. Can you believe that? Jeff. I'm quite confused why he wanted to be my friend though. I told him, give me a dollar or I'd spit on him. But now I quite regret it. I was a loner, but now I am no longer alone.
Again, very, very special. So I thought what was wonderful there was the way that you were so convincing as Bradley, and you were putting all those thoughts, obviously, in his head. You were putting them down onto paper and making the character come alive. Wonderful. Great. So Abdul and Shamika from Year 6 at Michael Faraday, I've really enjoyed finding out about Bradley. I think you've got a lot more fun to come with this book. It's a brilliant, brilliant book. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.